Good morning, Dr. Brown. Thanks for being here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Melissa?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So I know of anyone, I'm sure, that you sort of expected for our numbers to start creeping back up again. What were your reactions when you learned we were just over 4% for a positivity rate for COVID?
Yeah, you know, you're correct, Melissa. You know, we were expecting this. I know you and I spoke about this. This was coming. I got to tell you that, you know, it's here and it's coming, and it may even get a little bit, a little bit more. But I think our state's doing a good job. You know, we really are. I mean, we're taking precautions where, you know, I know schools are closing, but sort of intermittently. We're not having this blanket close everything. So I think this is, you know, this is expected, and I think people need to continue to be hypervigilant on wearing their masks and washing their hands.
Mm-hmm. And I know that the governor is saying, listen, I know that we're having our infection rate go up, but he said, you know, I don't want you shutting down schools. I don't want businesses shutting down, because it doesn't sound like that's where the infection is coming from. It sounds like it's these social gatherings. And I didn't know if you could kind of touch on that a little bit, where we're seeing the infections across the state. It sounds like it's parties. It sounds like people are gathering together. There's too many people. So I guess my question to you is, first, if you could touch on that, but also, you know, I know that the governor has kind of upped capacity numbers. He's allowed for a certain number of people to be indoors, even more outdoors. But at this point, with our infection rate going up, what would you recommend to people, especially like with the holidays coming, when it comes to having social gatherings? Because that seems to be the problem.
Yeah, and you're exactly right, Melissa. And again, I'm very proud of our governor and sort of the next steps to say, look, you know, we'll get through this like we did before, but now we have a better understanding of what this is and how to contain it. But yes, I think the problem is, and I could tell you from the hospitals and hospital standpoint, we do great when we're dealing with employees and patients, and the spread between patients and employees to patients is non-existent. It's not happening in any of our hospitals. It's actually really good. What happens is that everybody relaxes after work, gets together, and then they, you know, they're around friends and family and say, well, they don't have it. I'm not really worried about it. So the mask comes off, the hugging and the kissing continue and restarts. I haven't seen you in a while. And unfortunately, that's the way that it's shared. I mean, anything from sharing certain types of things, not that I say you should be smoking, but I mean sharing cigarettes and sharing vapes and all these other things that, I mean, we just need to take some common sense. We are still in a pandemic, and we need to say, okay, you know what, it's probably not in our best interest to be getting that close. You know, an outdoor gathering, you know, remaining 6 feet away, you know, I think is a good thing. I think wearing your mask, even if it is family member, and being very, very careful about your elderly loved ones, because they're the ones who are at high risk of getting a lot of complications from it.
Talking to Dr. Fred Brown this morning of Griffin Health. You know, Dr. Brown, I was kind of surprised, but the governor had released earlier this week, or maybe it was Dr. Gifford, I can't remember, but one of them had said this week that a quarter of our new infections in this surge are actually like teenagers.
Yes.
They're mostly teenagers. So I don't know what you're seeing at the hospital, but I know they have a better chance of kind of recovering quicker and having sort of a rebound effect. But are you guys finding that you've got younger patients now than you did like back in the spring?
So what we're finding is, because we do both inpatient and outpatient testing, we have a testing tent in which we actually have people who are exposed or are concerned can actually get tested. We are noticing that there's clearly an increase in that age group, the 18 to 25 area. There's clearly an increase there, but we're not necessarily seeing them in the emergency department. The problem is that when the 18 to 25, and again, I'm sort of guesstimating a little bit on that, but the 18 to 25, when they show up home and then they infect, you know, the 40s and then it goes up from there, that's sort of, we're seeing that a little bit of a spinoff. So we're seeing it back in nursing homes, which is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing. So it's about sort of, okay, we need to try to deal with our youth and say, look, you know what, it's not about you. It's about, you know, what you can carry and bring to someone else, and that's the biggest issue. 95% of people who get COVID-19 do fine. You know, the problem is that, you know, and it's very likely that the younger people are going to be absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if they bring it to someone who's older, that's when things get a little disastrous.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Dr. Brown, this week my sister came back from college. She tested negative already, so that's great. But she was talking to me about a couple of her friends who she's been with since, elementary school, or some of them. But they're at college now. They have had COVID before. So one of her friends had it early in the summer. Another one had it back in August. Healthy, young, fine. But they have noticed that, you know, months have gone by and one of them still can't taste anything. Another one, when she does homework, has to take frequent breaks because she's having neurological long-term effects, it seems like, that she never really had before. Do we have any more information? Are we still seeing, I keep calling them long haulers, but are we still seeing, you know, this mystery of young people getting COVID and dealing with aftermath effects months later?
Yes, and we are. And this is, again, given sort of what we're dealing with. And you don't, let me just sort of take it back a little bit, Melissa, and say, you know, you don't really see this that much with the flu because we don't have as many people who get the flu in a short period of time.
Sure.
But this actually occurs with the flu also. And it occurs with numerous other bacterial and viral infections. So this is a post-infection syndrome. And it does take quite a bit of time to get back to normal. There's no indication that it won't return to normal, but I have heard that before, that, you know, loss of taste and smell can last for a while.
Wow.
So I'm not surprised about it. And again, I would say don't get worried, don't get upset, do what you can to sort of get through it, but it will resolve.
Okay. Well, that actually is really helpful. I didn't realize that. So thank you so much, Dr. Brown. And we appreciate always having you come on the show and give us your perspective on things. We will connect again next week.
Excellent. Very good. It was nice talking to you, Melissa, and stay safe.
Yes, you too. Always great to talk to you, Dr. Brown.